Hey, Sarah, so did Dominic and Logan behave for you tonight?
They're great, yeah.
Where are they?
Oh, they're hiding. We're playing hide and go seek. Let me call them.
Oh, you know what? Don't. They'll come out when they get hungry.
Unless they're hiding in the pantry, then they won't come out until they have to go to the bathroom.
Well, at least Dominic will.
All right, Sarah, what do I owe you?
$40.50.
$40.50, you sure?
Yeah, it was $7 an hour plus two for the extra kids, so that's $9 an hour, and I worked for 4.5 hours, so that's $36, plus another half of one more hour, so that's $4.50, so yeah, $4.50, right?
Yeah, listen, Sarah, I'm a 34-year-old college dropout. When I ask, are you sure, I'm really just hoping you say yes. Hey, so, listen, since the kids are happy, why don't we ask Sarah to stick around a little bit longer? We'll go out to the car and finish our date the way we used to.
Come on, Jimmy, you really want to pay $9 an hour to go fool around in the car?
An hour, please. Hey, Sarah, listen, we left something in the car. We'll be back in about 30, 35 cents.
Big Jimmy, how was your flight?
Oh, it was nice. It's sure good to stretch out, though, I'll tell you that.
Well, those are nice shoes.
Oh, thanks. I got them at airport security. They're hell of a lot better than the ones I left behind.
Dad, we're glad you're here. We just wish Mom could have made it here with you.
Me too, but there's no way I was going to drag you away from the Leisure Village gin tournament.
Wait a minute, since when does Mom play gin?
She doesn't play it, she drinks it. If you got a good chance of winning this year, the reigning champ's waiting for a new liver.
Well, at least you guys are having fun there.
Yeah, it's all right.
What do you mean, all right? Sounds perfect for you. Everybody's your age. You got no little kids running around to worry about?
Are you kidding? These people have their grandkids running around at all hours. I've never seen so many people wearing diapers, changing diapers.
Yeah, I guess that's not what you signed up for.
Well, I don't mind kids. I feel a little left out, that's all.
What?
I don't know, all those people bonding with the grandchildren, you know, I hardly even know mine. This one isn't mine, is it?
Well, Dad, you know what? You're here now, and you have a chance to get some good quality time with your grandkids now.
Hey, you're absolutely right. And I'm going to take them to some place special, huh? Hey, you kids ever see how sausage gets made?
You know what? As a family, we try to avoid attractions where they want us to step around the blood.
So what do they like to do?
They love rides.
Great. You know, they got a Kmart here. They always had that big squirrel on a spring out front.
I was thinking more like Six Flags.
Six Flags! All right!
Six Flags? Okay, Six Flags it is. What time we leave tomorrow?
Oh, wait, tomorrow's Saturday. I promised to pick up an extra shift at work. Why don't we go Sunday?
No, Saturday's no problem. That way we can go by ourselves and I'll have more time with them alone. And Christine can have the day off.
Really?
Yeah, hey, think about it, Christine. You know what? You can have all day tomorrow to study for school without any distractions. Oh, you know what? You could study without wearing pants.
Yes, Jimmy, Dominic and Logan are the only reason I put on pants in the morning.
How about Sammy can go too, huh?
Boy, I don't know.
Oh, come on!
Well, we'll have to wait and see.
Oh, great! Come on, kids. I told your grandmother I'd call her after the contest. I'll let you talk to her if she's not throwing up.
So, you guys gonna let Sammy go to Six Flags?
Absolutely not.
Why? What's the problem?
Oh, Jimmy, we're touched by his offer, but the truth is we just don't feel comfortable leaving Sammy alone with Big Jimmy.
What?
Heck, I'm not comfortable being alone with Big Jimmy. Something's wrong with him. He sneezed early, and I swear something got on me.
Well, so tell him to cover his nose.
It came out of his ear.
What? So he's old, okay? So what? I mean, you let your parents take care of Sammy and Emily.
Well, that's true. But the last time I checked, my dad doesn't have a firecracker collection or swallow pocket change for sport.
It was Christmas. It was one nickel. And he thought it was chocolate.
So you're defending a man who, at best, eats candy without taking the foil off.
He tried to peel it off. He got impatient. The man has a sweet tooth.
Look, Jimmy, forget it. We're not leaving our kids with a man who tried to peel a nickel.
are you doing?
Cleaning.
I'm sorry, what?
I don't know. I was angry. I needed something to do. I'm cleaning.
Oh.
What do you want?
Well, I was going to try and make you feel better, but judging by how messy this place is, I'm kind of torn.
You know, they have some nerve talking about my dad like that.
Tell me about it. You know, they are so out of line. And you know what? They're not just judging your dad. In a way, they're judging you. These need to be folded.
I just can't believe that Greg and Kim don't trust Sammy with my dad.
I know, Jimmy, but he's their son. They have a right to do what they want.
Of course they do. I just think they're being a little paranoid, that's all.
Well, let's be fair. I mean, there is a difference between paranoia and, you know, trying to minimize risks.
Okay, but that's why they're wrong. There isn't any risk.
One could certainly argue that.
Exactly. Is one arguing that?
One is.
Oh, wait, I'm the one, huh? Are you serious? You're siding with Greg and Kim now, too?
Well, I don't know, Jimmy. I mean, it didn't bug me at first, but the more you guys argued, the more I realized Big Jimmy isn't exactly the world's most responsible choice to leave your kids with.
Okay, but he's not the least responsible choice either.
Okay, fine, Jimmy. If my choice of sitters is between your father and a plastic dry cleaning bag, then yeah, I'll go with your father.
Christine, you know, you do realize that when I was growing up, he watched me all the time, and I'm fine. I survived.
Well, you're the one that told me that you were in the emergency room 10 times by the age of 8. Ambulance drivers used to swing by your house just in case.
Okay, but that wasn't my father's fault. I was the one doing all the stupid stuff.
Yeah, but Jimmy, don't you see? That's what an adult is supposed to do. Supposed to make sure you weren't doing stupid stuff. Look, Jimmy, I love your dad. I do, but I just don't feel comfortable leaving Dominic and Logan alone with him. I'm sorry.
It wasn't his fault, Christine. It was all me.
How did Tom and Jerry do that?
Well, crash through walls? I don't know. I guess they run really fast.
Man, parachuting sure looks fun.
Oh, it's something else. I parachuted once when I was your age. I took the bed sheet off of my parents' bed and I went up to the roof and jumped. Man, I had the ride of my life.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Never forget that rush of adrenaline I had, like I was flying. Didn't last long, though. 2 seconds of glory, 2 months in traction. Boy, it's the stupidest thing I ever did in my whole life. Hey, what you got there, boys?
We bought the skateboard ramp.
It's a pretty steep ramp. If you want it to work, you better put it at the bottom of a really big hill.
You were right. We can't trust my dad.
What'd he do? Eat a roll of quarters thinking it was a pack of nickel wafers?
Well, you think about it, you weigh the issues, and you throw in the repressed memory of carrying your own kneecap into the ER, and here we are.
Well, still, we apologize if we hurt your feelings.
That's no big deal. So what are we going to tell my dad?
Well, I mean, do you think you'd be able to sit down and have a mature conversation about it?
Yeah, I guess we could talk about it.
I mean, with your dad.
Oh, God, no.
Well, what are we going to do? We can't just let him take the kids.
Well, I know that, but how am I going to tell him that we trust our 15-year-old babysitter more than him?
He has a sweet tooth. Maybe a candygram?
Hey, you trust Sarah? Why don't you send her with him?
Jimmy, that's a great idea. Your father doesn't know that Sarah's Dominic's babysitter.
I know, but isn't he going to wonder why she's there?
We'll make up some kind of story.
For Sarah or my dad?
Your dad. We'll tell him that she's his friend's sister.
Well, my dad knows who his friends are.
Not your dad's friend's sister, Dominic's friend's sister.
I don't know. I think my dad's going to figure it out.
Jimmy, even you can't figure it out.
All right, now remember, boys, you help me, I help you. Okay, so don't forget, Sarah's your friend, not your babysitter. Got it?
Depends. Do you got the stuff?
Dominic, here's one brand new baseball mitt.
Thank you.
And for Logan, one coupon to get out of trouble, no questions asked.
Here you go.
What's this for?
You said no questions asked.
Okay, who's ready for some fun, fun, fun?
All right, Dad, you know what? There's been a little change of plan.
What's that?
This is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
And her parents had to work today, so they asked Christine and me to look after her. We figured she had more fun at, Six Flags than hanging around here. Is that okay?
Yeah, the more the merrier.
Okay, great.
Come on.
Isn't she a little old and need a babysitter?
Dad, you don't understand. Sarah's a little different.
It looks normal to me. But then again, what do I know about women? One time I took your mother to the fair and put her on the Ferris wheel screaming and yelling, and I realized the second time around it wasn't your mother. So what's wrong with this girl?
Drugs, alcohol. She runs away a lot and has sex with truckers. Yeah, one drove her all the way down to Texas and forced her to work as a stripper until her father and his ex-cop buddies hunted her down and brought her back home.
Jeez, that's terrible. I don't know where I'll look after.
All right, thanks a lot, Dad.
All right.
Thank God you were able to come up with that crazy story off the top of your head.
Oh, don't thank God. Thank you, young Alyssa Milano and the good people who program the movies at Cinemax. All right. If you land on red, pick up a red due to your partner card. And if you land on green, pick up a green your partner does to you card.
Naughty. Where do you get a game like this anyway?
I don't know. It was Billy's. He wanted to get rid of it. Apparently, it's not as much fun when you're playing alone. All right, seven. Pour hot fudge somewhere on partner and remove with tongue.
Sounds kind of messy.
Yeah, kind of a waste of hot fudge.
Yeah. You know, pick another one.
Yeah. Tickle partner with feather. Where are we going to get a feather?
I don't know. Did it come with one?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, just pick another one.
Okay, now for this pleasure fest, you will need a pillow, a beach ball, and a kitchen utensil. You know what? This is ridiculous. You want to just go out back and do it?
Yeah.
Hey, we're back.
Oh, damn, I just remembered where we had a feather. How was it?
Terrific.
It was great.
Wow, check it out. You guys win that?
Yeah, on the game where you throw darts at balloons.
Wow, you guys must have popped a lot.
Actually, they're having a little trouble getting the darts to go all the way to the balloons, so I stepped in front of Logan and took the dart where the sun don't shine. I threatened the lawsuit, and bingo, we got a bear.
Oh, my gosh, are you all right?
Oh, yeah, Sarah got some ice. For a girl turning tricks, she's sure a little shy about putting ice down a man's pants.
So, how were the rides? Pretty scary?
They were awesome.
Yeah, we went on the Viper, the Colossus, the men's room.
That's not a ride.
It is when you mix chili dogs and roller coasters.
Okay, what do you guys say to Grandpa?
Thank you,
Grandpa. That's all right, kid. That's all right. Hey, what do you say let's do something tomorrow, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, tomorrow, another day with Grandpa. Yes, sounds perfect. Hey, how about the zoo?
Zoo it is. Come on, kids, let's call the zoo and see what animals are in heat. Hope it's the giraffes, it's a lot easier to see the privates from eye level.
Wow, can you believe it?
Yeah, this whole thing's working.
All right, Sarah, I think I figured it out this time, okay? $7 an hour, plus another $2 for the extra kid,
and another two from my dad. So at 4 hours, that is $44.
Yeah, why not just make it an even 50? I had to pull a dart out of an old man's butt.
Hey, how was the tractor pull?
Wasn't a tractor pull, it was monster trucks. It was sad.
Why?
Because most of the cars they were crushing were nicer than mine.
Are Big Jimmy and the boys back from the zoo yet?
We haven't seen them, but we just got back.
What? They said they'd be home like an hour ago.
Hey, Christine, don't worry about it. They're probably just having a great time at the zoo and they don't want to come home.
That or Big Jimmy saw the orangutans and thought he was home.
You know what? Maybe I'll just call Sarah and check in.
Oh, wait. We have a couple messages.
Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Hughes, it's Sarah. I know this is short notice, but my grandmother got sick and I had to go to the hospital. I feel really bad that Dominic and Logan can't go to the zoo, but maybe we could do it another time. Bye.
Jimmy, Christine, it's me. I just called to check in. I'm at the zoo with the boys. By the way, that girl didn't show up. I really feel bad. She's probably back on the sauce. Maybe I'll swing by a couple of strip clubs on the way home and look for her. Hey, boys, you know where the strip clubs are around here? Boys, you good? Boys? Oh, come on, guys. Where are you?
Let's go.
Drive.
Dad! What are you doing? Where are the boys?
What do you mean?
What do I mean? Where are my kids? See, this is why you weren't supposed to leave without Sarah. She's supposed to be watching you.
They're over there.
Oh.
What the hell's going on here?
Look, the truth is, I was nervous about leaving the boys alone with you, so we hired Sarah to come along and watch over them.
You don't trust me? You trust me less than some teenage, alcoholic, ex-stripper, truck stop whore? Is that it? This was your idea, too?
Look, Dad. Okay, you were never a very responsible father to begin with, and there's no reason to think you'd be any different as a grandfather.
People change, Jimmy. I'm different than I was 25 years ago. I mean, I pay my bills, I file my taxes. Hell, last election, I even voted. Twice. You think I'm going to do all that and not protect my own grandchildren? Then you're crazy.
Dad, I just didn't know if you were up to...
Up to what? Taking my grandchildren to the zoo? You don't think I'm capable of being alone with my own grandchildren? Well, let me tell you something, Jimmy. We did it. We went to the zoo, and everything turned out just fine. I put him in the car, and we drove here without a glitch. It's not brain surgery. We had a blast walking around and looking at all the animals. And believe it or not, nobody got hurt. Hey, I think that zebra's giving birth. And when they said they were hungry, I was actually smart enough to buy them lunch. And that's something, and guess what? Nobody died.
Well, you can really pack it in, huh? Hey. I bet you can't jam all those fries in your mouth all at one time. You're gonna get more soda. Not enough to prove I'd be alone with my grandkids and do what you want. They're your kids.
No. Sounds like a good day.
It was a great day.
Big Jimmy, we're sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
Listen, Dad, you can do whatever you want with them whenever you want, okay?
Oh, thanks. That's great. Hey, how about tomorrow I take them fishing at the pier?
Yeah, I think they'd love that.
Come on, Christine, let's get something to eat. You ought to see how many french fries this kid can cram in his mouth.
What did Grandpa say we're doing tomorrow?
He is going to take you to the pier and you're going to go fishing.
We need to talk.
Hey, Jimmy, will you give me a hand? The kids won't get out of the car. I had to drag them kicking and screaming out of Kmart.
Dad, Dominic and Logan are in the kitchen drawing. You went to Kmart alone.
Oh, jeez. I guess that's why they were speaking Spanish.